From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
St. Lucia's Prime Minister moves to quell fears over cable and wireless plans to pull out of the island. Jamaica's Bar Association says further talks on the Caribbean Court of Justice is crucial to its success. And Guyana's leader calls for Carl Hooper to be returned to West Indies cricket. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. St. Lucia's Prime Minister Kenny Anthony has been seeking to assure the nation that there will be a smooth telecommunications transition if necessary in the face of the announced intention of cable and wireless to pack up and leave at the end of next month. The Prime Minister will leave St. Lucia tomorrow for Barbados to attend the 12th intersessional meeting of CARICOM heads of government, where he's expected to consult with his OECD counterparts on the latest developments relating to cable and wireless. Pete Nimval reports.
Dr. Anthony has already expressed the commitment of the government of St. Lucia to continuing discussions with cable and wireless and what was described as other interested providers to ensure St. Lucia's telecommunications needs are satisfied. But in a statement today, the Prime Minister said, should cable and wireless be unwilling to be part of the new liberalized environment which will offer better prices, services and employment potential, a smooth transition will take place. The statement says in the event that